This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
We are told that illegal aliens contribute to our economy and pay taxes. That is part lie and part illusion. A large percentage of illegal aliens work in the underground economy. That means millions of illegal aliens are paid in off-the-books cash. The Los Angeles Times estimates that 40% of illegal aliens in Los Angeles County work in the underground economy. That enables both employers and employees to avoid paying taxes and enables employers to avoid paying workers' compensation, unemployment compensation, and other business taxes. If the Internal Revenue Service collected all the taxes that should be paid by the underground economy, our current budget deficit would disappear overnight, according to a Bear Stearns study released last year. A lot of illegal aliens do pay some taxes, but under false Social Security numbers. The Bush administration made big news in April by a sting operation on one employer with 1,200 illegal workers. Those arrests were just politics. What is 1,200 illegal workers out of an estimated 2 million? Two federal agencies, the Internal Revenue Service and the Social Security Administration, are sitting on millions of names and addresses of people using bogus Social Security numbers, but they are keeping that information secret from law enforcement. One internal study found that a restaurant had submitted 4,000 duplicate Social Security numbers for its workers. Other firms submit inaccurate names or numbers for nearly all their employees. One child's Social Security number was used 742 times by workers in 42 states. President Bush should stop looking for willing workers from other countries. He should guide displaced American citizens to jobs now taken by those who have no right to be in our country. His plan is scandalously hurtful to low-income Americans, especially African Americans.
You've been listening to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, presented by Eagle Forum. If the crisis of illegal immigration has you concerned, write us at Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and ask for our immigration information packet. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
...to say no to the FDAA.
Heavyweight in the fight against illegal immigration and defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson.
What's with this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating the popular rage.
Stupid people of America, good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. Boys and girls, I've got another bedtime story for you tonight. This is a story of how well our Uncle Sam is protecting us from the illegal alien invading horde. That's right. It's another example of how we can sleep well at night, knowing that the tax dollars being sent are spent well and are protecting us. The villain of our story, boys and girls, is a man named Eulalio Otto. That's right. Who just happens to be, by the world's biggest coincidence, an illegal alien from Mexico. That's right. Saturday afternoon, Señor Otto was driving west on Route 14 in the city of West Woodstock, Illinois, when his car veered into oncoming traffic and struck a motorcycle, killing a 71-year-old man named Dean Nosby. Señor Otto was drunk as a skunk and sped away from the scene like the coward bastard that he is. But the diligent Woodstock Police Department found his vehicle at a Woodstock apartment complex and arrested him. The 1990 Chevy Cavalier had damage consistent with the motorcycle collision. They got their man and they had him dead bang. No doubt about it. He's in custody right now at the McHenry County Jail on a $2 million bond. And if convicted of aggravated DUI, could spend 14 years in jail. Tragic story, ain't it, folks? Absolutely tragic. And for those of you out there that are shaking your heads right now with that BS about, all illegal aliens, all Mexicans, they don't drive drunk. They don't come to your country and break laws. You're right, they don't. But this guy did. He did. And this man would be alive if this man hadn't come to my country, your country, illegally in the first place. That's a fact. It is a very tragic story. Oh, I left something out. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to leave something out. Oh, I forgot to tell you. Oh, it gets better. It gets better. This isn't the first time that this guy drove drunk and killed an American in this country. No! He did it once before. Oh, yeah. In 1993, he pled guilty to a reckless homicide charge and was sentenced to 4 years in state prison. Now, he served only 15 months and was paroled in March of 1995. He was turned over to the INS and deported to Mexico. We can't end the story there, though. Oh, no, because he didn't stay gone for long. Not long at all. In September of 1996, he was ticketed by police for driving on a suspended license. In 1998, he was twice arrested for what? Driving under the influence of alcohol. This guy got a real problem. And in one of those instances, he had a minor in the car with him. He pled guilty to both of the DUIs and was sentenced to 6 months in jail. Was he deported for those offenses? No, not at all. Whatever happened to a person that reenters the country is then guilty of the felony of unlawful reentry? What happened to that statute? But here again, we have the police not cooperating with the INS and now ICE, and we have ICE not doing their job. Was he prosecuted for the felony of reentering? No. Was he at least deported for reentering the country illegally? No. Was he convicted of, he was then convicted of disorderly conduct in 2001 and trespassing in 2004. This guy's on a roll. Finally, in 2005, the feds took him into custody and deported him the second time. Why was he not tried for illegal reentry as a felony right then and put back in the pen? Tell me that. This is what they were supposed to do, but they didn't do it. Was he prosecuted? No. Just simply deported. Now let's end. Wait. We can't end the story there. Nope. Less than 7 months after that, federal authorities again detained this guy, this time out here in the state of California. And for the third time, with no prosecution, they simply deported him again. What happened to trying him as a felon for illegal reentry into the country? That was last year. And sometime between then and now, he drank, he drove, and he murdered again. And we have another person dead because of an illegal alien who was not treated properly by this country. Now, the moral of our story, boys and girls, while Senor Aro is a villain, and he's definitely a villain of the story, no doubt about that, he must share that villainy with our government, who continually arrested, convicted, slapped on the wrist, and never prosecuted this guy for being in the country illegally. Our piss-poor, rotten, lousy, no-good, Bush-led government, who has done absolutely nothing to put these people out of our country, has done absolutely nothing to detain them and arrest them and prosecute them for being here illegally, has done absolutely nothing to make them pay for these crimes that they do to American people. And don't just put it on Bush. Clinton did the same thing. Part of this guy was under the Clinton administration. This guy has been doing wrong in this country, and nobody has done nothing to him. And I'm going to tell you who it is. It's these race-based organizations out here, LULAC, and the National Council of the Race, and MALDEF, and CHURLA, and all the rest of these racist organizations who will protect this man just because he happens to be of the same racial persuasion that they are. It is the ACLU who condemns us and tells us that there's something wrong with us wanting to protect our country from people like this. It is people like the Southern Poverty Law Center who castigates anybody who wants the laws to be enforced in our country. But most of all, it is the illegal alien who laces up his shoes and crosses the border. And it is our government that tolerates this, along with the employers who draw this man here with their magnet, their carrot of employment. This is what we have tolerated. And I'm going to tell you something. If we don't demand that this gets changed, we are all doomed. And we deserve it. But the American people have stood up lately. The American people have demanded that it change. The American people have said we want it to change. They are pressing these people's feet to the fire. They are putting their face right in the dirt and saying, do what we say or you ain't going to be reelected. We ain't going to give you votes and money. The government stinks. But it is you, the people, who are the real government and must demand those who represent you in a representative form of government. You are the ones who must demand better. And if you don't, you will get nothing. You will get more of the same. This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
Most Americans want government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But some politicians want to do away with borders entirely, and they have a plan for doing it. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, the FTAA, a roadmap for economic and political fusion of our hemisphere. If approved, Americans will lose control of their own future. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress to say no to the FTAA. That's stoptheftaa.org.
Show and we talk about the illegal alien invasion. Folks, I want to remind everybody out there tonight has friends and relatives who cannot hear the sound of our voice. They can hear us live by going to our website. That's theterryandersonshow.com. I want to welcome all the folks back tonight in Phoenix, and we had a problem with the signal last week. I apologize for not being on there, but we are on KFNX 1100 AM Phoenix, Arizona, KDON 720 AM Las Vegas, Nevada, and all the folks listening on RBN, that's the Republic Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. Let me give out that caller number now. Those who want to call, agree, disagree, curse me out, but don't forget, you get back all that you give and then some. That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
And now it's time for the most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week. Tonight, in the never-ending parade of Bush stooges, Secretary of Homeland Security Michael Chertoff reared his ugly head and made some of the most cliched statements on immigration reform yet. Unbelievable. His first statement was, quote, Congress has an opportunity and it has a responsibility to act this year to tackle this this problem, end quote. Say what? Duh. What a brilliant guy. What a brilliant guy that understands that Congress has an opportunity and a responsibility to protect the American people. What else is new, Mr. Homeland Security? We've been screaming that for all 6 years of Bush's lousy, rotten presidency. But nobody wanted to listen until now. He went on to predict that the number of border agents would more than double during Bush's time in office. He said it would reach 18,000 by the end of 2008. I don't believe a word of it. Never have, never will. He said that fences, vehicle barriers, roads, and sophisticated equipment such as sensors, unmanned aircraft, and satellites will be added. I don't believe none of that either. I don't believe nothing they say. And if they were going to do it, explain to me why they waited 6 years to do it. Why did they wait for it to happen now rather than the first year of his presidency in the year 2000? I'm going to tell you why later. Now, here's what he said after that. This was the phlegm. Here's the phlegm. He said those measures must be complemented by a temporary worker program, quote, that is not an amnesty, but that does allow people to get themselves square with the law, if necessary, if they're violating the law, and then work in the country temporarily, end quote. Anytime you allow somebody to stay here that's in the country illegally, that is an amnesty. That is an amnesty. It is an amnesty. There's no other word I can use for Mr. Chertoff other than you are a liar. You are a liar, and you know you are a liar. You are a liar because you know the definition of the word amnesty, but you continue to try to sell and peddle this PCBS to the American people who ain't going for it. You keep trying to sell it. You keep trying to give it to us. You keep trying to ram it down our throats. And you know what's happening? We're not going for it. Amnesty is amnesty. You can call it whatever you want. We know it. I know it. American people all know it. And Mr. Chertoff knows it. And his sorry president boss knows it. But you know what?
When we get them out of office, that's when they'll understand it. They are ruining the country. They're ruining their own Republican Party. But more than that, they are ruining the legacy of what this country's about, and they are ruining it for everybody in the middle class on down because they refuse, absolutely refuse, to do what's right. And Chertoff is nothing but another hack, just like Tony Snow, just like Mr. Karl Rove, who's going to speak at the National Council of the Race Convention. Can you believe this? Karl Rove is going to give a speech at the National Council of the Race. We'll talk about that too. But right now, Mr. Chertoff, you are the most horriblest clown of the week. Good Lord. Karl Rove is going to give a speech at the National Council of the Race along with Mayor Antonio Pancho Villaraigosa and Bill Clinton, President Clinton. Now, a lot of people are going to say, oh, that's what I expect from Clinton. Yeah, when I see Sean Hannity talk about he's so happy that Karl Rove was not indicted, I want him indicted and put under the jail. No, I take that back. I want him to build a new jail for Karl Rove. That's what I want. I want a brand new, fresh jail for him. Because he is horrible. And Hannity defends him and all the rest of them defend him. You know why? Because he's a Republican. This man is ruining the country. This man is advising Bush to do things, and Bush is dumb enough to go for it. So I don't blame Rove. I blame Bush. But here it is, a Republican, an alleged conservative, going to speak at the National Council of the Race. Can you imagine that? Would he be going there if there was a National Council of the white race? No, because that would be the Klan. He wouldn't go there if it was Black Panthers. But he's going there because the chosen people are asking him to come here, and that's the Hispanics. They are the chosen people of the day. That's right, I said it. I said it, and I ain't ashamed of it. I say it because it is true. These people can do things that nobody else can do. Now, there's a lot of good Hispanics out there. Here's my disclaimer, folks. A lot of good Americans who are Hispanics. I'm not talking against the race. I'm talking about these newly arrived people who have come to our country and are now getting more than any other American can get. I'm a black man. I remember Jim Crow. We couldn't get nothing in the 50s and 60s. These people are getting stuff that we've never been able to get. Loans. Never questioned about where they get the money. Nothing. They are getting all types of things for their kids in school. When do our kids ever get anything that these people are getting? Never did. Black folks have been last in this country since I can remember. The only difference now is we're third instead of second. We had scheduled tonight, folks, Mr. Vernon Robinson from North Carolina. He is a no-show. That's radio. That's how it goes. We had him all set up. He said he would come on. He's not here. I don't know what his reason is, and I guess I really don't care. Maybe something came up, but that's the way it is. We're going to talk about this immigration thing tonight. I'm going to take all your calls, folks, at 1-866-875-752. You know what I really would like? I'm going to hold a line open for anybody that wants to call up here and defend President Bush. I really do. And I promise. I promise. I'll be nice. I won't be ugly. I won't scream and holler. I won't chop you off at the neck. I'll be polite as long as you're polite. But I want somebody to call me here, 1-866-870-5752, and tell me why I shouldn't be so hard on President Bush. I have been asking for that for 3 years and haven't got it. And let me tell you something else. When I first started banging away at this clown on the radio, I would get emails and calls from people. You shouldn't say that about the president. He's a president. You shouldn't say that. You know what? I don't get those calls and those emails anymore because people understand how sorry he is. He is a sorry, piss-poor president. Now, I'm not on him for the reason that Al Franken or somebody else would be on him because they're liberals. They don't like him because he's a conservative. I am a conservative. I'm one of the five black conservatives in this country. Maybe there's more. I don't know. But that's who I am. I'm a conservative. I am way to the right on most issues. I believe that abortion is murder. I believe illegal aliens should be rounded up. Yeah, I'll use the R word. Rounded up and deported out of here. I believe in gun control. That means two hands. I believe that a man should work for a living. I believe in welfare to an extent, but very temporary. I am a conservative, but I am not a Bush conservative. Bush is not a conservative. Bush has spent more money than every president in the history of this country combined. Combined in his one candidacy, his one presidency has spent more money than all the other presidents combined. I'm not going to argue the war with you, folks. There are people who believe in the war. There's some who don't. I believe that we need to do something about this terrorist thing. OK, I don't put it in with the immigration because it's two separate issues. I believe we should do something about the terrorist thing. So, OK, we went over there and did something. Make a plan. I'm not asking you to come out right now. Make a plan and let's get the job done. I saw a thing on 60 Minutes tonight where they're holding back our troops. Won't let them do their job. Another Vietnam all over again. And those who went over there know what I'm talking about. They're holding these guys' hands and saying, wait a minute, wait 2 or 3 days, and then you can go in. And by that time, the Al-Qaeda guys are gone. This is outrageous. It is typical of what they do to our military. They handcuff the military and won't let them finish the job. I am telling you this. We must hold President Bush responsible for what he's done. Not on the war. We're not talking about the war now. I'm talking about on this immigration issue, on the spending. And then I hear Sean Hannity say, I love President Bush. He's a good guy, but I disagree with him on immigration. Next, oh, let's talk about something else. Let's talk about the Freedom Concert or something. Oh, that's fine. But to say you simply disagree with the president on this issue, Sean, this is the issue. This is the issue of our time above all other things. Not terrorism. Terrorism's a maybe. It may happen again. It may not. But this is the issue of our time. We have got this illegal alien invasion in our face. There's nothing we can do but try to fix it. And to say that it's just some issue is outrageous. Yeah, Hannity's been down to the border, and he took a few pictures down and did the show down there. When was the last time? And I'm not just picking on Sean because I like him. I think he's a decent guy, but I think he sucks when it comes to the president. But let me just say this. When was the last time any of these people, O'Reilly, Hannity, Limbaugh, any of them, when was the last time any of them did a show or a segment of a show on story number three? Oh, everybody's out there. What's story number three? Story number three, well, let me refresh you on story number one and two first. Story number one is the story of the poor, poor, illegal alien who comes across, undocumented immigrant, who comes across the border at great risk, and he gives the coyote $7,000, or maybe $70,000, I don't know what it costs now, and he left his poor gray-haired mother and his two children and his wife back in whatever place in Central America or Mexico or South America, and he trekked across the desert, and he left all his life. He didn't even bring his pet rooster with him, and he comes across the desert, and he burned, and he wore out his tennis shoes, and he wore out everything, and he didn't have enough water and food, and he got here by the sheer will of mankind, and he made it here for a better life. And then the story number two. Story number two is the same thing I just said, because I ain't going to repeat all that again. The story number two is the same thing I just said. Oh, and by the way, there's some people in the country that don't want these illegals to be here. Thank you very much. Come back and watch the show again next week. That's all we get. One little disclaimer that there are some of us who are fed up, some of us who are angry, some of us a little pissed, but no detail, no depth. And then there's story number three. Story number three says, there are people in this country who are out of a job now because of illegal aliens. There are people in this country whose kids are going to substandard schools because of illegal aliens. There are people in this country now who have depressed wages because of illegal aliens. There are people in this country now who have been killed because of illegal aliens. There are people in this country now who are living in overcrowded cities because illegal aliens are living 20 and 30 to a house, bringing their roosters, bringing their chickens, bringing their goats and the clucking ducks and everything else, planting their corn in the front yard and hanging their laundry over the front fence. There are people that have to endure this. These are the people that are affected by the illegal alien invasion. And where is that story? Why is that story not told on Hannity and Combs? Why is that story not told on the O'Reilly Factor or on Rush Limbaugh or on 60 Minutes? Or on 2020, or 4040, or 6060, or any of them other shows? Why is that story never told in La Times, the newspaper? Why is that story not told by the New York Times? I'm going to tell you why. Because they don't want you to know that there are people who are offset by this illegal alien invasion. They don't want you to know that there are people who are suffering every day from it. They don't want to put a face on Mr. and Mrs. America. They only want to put a face on Julio and his people. They only want to show you the poor, poor guy that comes up here and has to trek across the desert and what he has to go through. Never what the American people have to go through with all of this mariachi music every Friday and Saturday and Sunday night. With all of these kids, these jackpot babies that they had, all of these children they're pushing into our schools, some born in American cities that can't speak English when they get to kindergarten. They don't want to tell you that story because that story is the American story and they are afraid. They are afraid that if people finally find out about that, and hear it in the media that people will stand up and do something. Well, guess what? Because of talk radio, because of the internet, and because conservative shows on cable stations, the word is getting out. Mainstream media is not going to do it. They never have, but it is getting out. That was my chance to rant, folks, some things I've been wanting to say. And I haven't had the time to say it because we usually have a guest, but I said it tonight. Let's go to the phones, folks. Let's go to Iris, who wants to defend the president. Good evening, Iris. What do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. Listen, you wanted someone to respond to President Bush's position on
uh-huh.
this issue?
Yes.
Okay. Here's something that I think that we need to consider. First of all, we have to separate the Mexicans from people who are coming from other areas of Central and South America. I think Mexicans are getting a bad rap. They've been coming into the United States, into the Western section, since, 1777 or so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, when California came into the Union in 1850, they took the state as is. And Mexicans were coming over working on ranches.
Excuse me, Iris. I won't let you do the history lesson on here. This is 2006. We are dealing with a problem of 2006. There's a boundary. There's a border down there at San Diego. So let's talk about today.
Well, talking about today, I'm trying to.
No, you're not. You're telling us about what Mexicans used to do over the years and years ago. We're talking about.
No, what I'm trying to say is that, in my opinion, they have legal standing. And I'm talking about Mexicans.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about people from other areas.
Okay, well, let's talk about Mexicans, because 90% of illegal aliens are from Mexico.
They're coming in through Mexico.
No, 90% of our illegal aliens are Mexican.
No, I disagree.
Well, you can disagree if you want, but go ahead.
They call Terry?
Yes, ma'am.
They're calling them Mexicans, but they're not Mexicans.
Okay, they're not Mexicans. Now, what's your point?
Okay, my point is that I feel that Mexicans deserve more consideration, you know, because they've been migrants since 1777.
Okay.
Okay, and I think they deserve more consideration. Now, the other people... is a valid point. You have a valid point.
Mm-hmm.
The other people coming in, not only that, but Mexico is purging. You have to separate the Latins from the Hispanics.
Iris, I have to take a hard break. I'm going to hold you over. I want to bring you back after the break. Can you stay on?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll keep you on. There you go, folks. Here's somebody who wants to defend Bush and talk about the Mexicans have a right to be here. We'll get to it when it's over. I appreciate Iris's call. We're going to listen to a Hispanic person with Mexican ancestry who's going to tell you what he thinks of you. All of us who are not perhaps maybe Mexican. He's going to tell you about your background. I play this one again. I was going to play Gloria Molina tonight, but I got so many requests from people across the country. They wanted to hear Mr. Agustin Cebeda from the Brown Berets.
I was Dean Cebeda, the Brown Berets. We're here today to show L.A., show the minority people here, the Anglo-Saxons, that we are here, the majority. We're here to stay. We do the work in this city. We take care of the spoiled brat children. We clean their offices. We pick the food. We do the manufacturing in the factories of L.A. We are the majority here, and we are not going to be pushed around. We're here in Westwood. This is the fourth time we've been here in the last 2 months to show white Anglo-Saxon Protestant L.A., the few of you who remain, that we are the majority, and we claim this land is ours. It's always been ours, and we're still here. And none of this talk about deporting. If anybody's going to be deported, it's going to be you.
Go back to Simi Valley, you skunks! Go back to Woodland Hills! Go back to Boston! Go back to the Plymouth Rock! Pilgrim! Get out! We are the future! You're old and tired! Go on! We have beaten you! Leave like beaten rats!
You old white people, it is your duty to die!
Even their own ancestors say that they should die. They have a duty to die. They're taking up too much space, too much air. We are the majority in L.A. There's over 7 million Mexicans in L.A. County alone. We are the majority. And you're going to see every day more and more of it as we manifest, as our young people grow up and graduate from high school, go on to college, and start taking over the society. Our people are the vast majority of people are under the age of 15 years old. Right now, we're already controlling those elections, whether it's through violence or nonviolence, through love of having children. We're going to take over.
This is our plan. This is Mexico. They're the pilgrims.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. Headline news. Activation of our most decorated military divisions for confrontation with Russia and China through their ally, Iran. Military action when food shortages occur will divert food supplies to the military. The administration tells us to get non-perishable food. The government is right in telling us to have food stored, but when they say get some, you know we'll need a lot. The council to get some food gives the system deniability when food shortages are the reason for wiping out freedoms. Decide how many years of food will get your family through the coming times, and store it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, dishonest retailers know you don't know what or how much to store. Bad food plans are life-threatening. Call 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Hi, this is John Satlin, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
The Terry Anderson Show pen is the real deal. Sleek, refillable, laser engraved with a quote from yours truly. You'll spend all day making sure no one walks away with yours. Send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. That's the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. This is the Terry Anderson Show. We talk about the illegal alien invasion. We're going to get back to Iris and all the rest of the callers. Don't anybody hang up. We're going to get you all on. But before that, we're going to get a word from our sponsor, Mr. Jonathan Rolls at the Capital Gold Group. That's safeasgold.com. The number is 1-800-510-9594. Jonathan, what do you hear? What do you say?
Well, how are you doing this evening, Terry?
Pretty good, buddy.
Well, inflation's on the rise. Interest rates are going up. It's a clear sign that we're in an inflationary time, especially in our economy, and people should be looking at their portfolios, how they can safeguard their dollars, how they can protect themselves, not just from areas that erode like taxes, but inflation. One of the areas people can help themselves with is by owning precious metals such as gold coins, even silver, platinum. They're all great to hold on to because as the dollar shrinks, these type of commodities are going up in value. It's very necessary to put at least 5 to 20% of what you have in paper in solid assets such as precious metals.
Gold stacks up real pretty, folks. There's nothing like it. The sound, the jingle jangle, there's nothing like it, because you know when you listen to that sound and you look at how it stacks up, you know that you are protected. You have a hedge against the future. No matter what happens to the currency, the gold is still going to be good, and it's going to always be desired. There may come a time in this world, once again, where gold is used as currency. Who knows? But right now, it is your hedge against inflation and everything else. Am I correct, Jonathan?
Yeah, you really hit it, you know, right between the eyes. I mean, people have to focus today, Terry, on what's going on around the world. I mean, North Korea, they've
right.
test-fired their first long-range missile. You have what's going on in Iran. These are serious problems that are going to keep putting, you know, a spanner in our works. We don't want that to happen, but it's just reality, and there's ways you can safeguard yourself for when that happens. So if you want to know how to protect yourself with gold, if you want to know how to purchase gold at the lowest possible prices, you can give us a call. We have a gold investment kit. It's an $80 value. It's absolutely free, courtesy of the Capital Gold Group this evening. Just write this number down. It should definitely write it down. It can definitely change your financial impact in your household. That number's 1-800-510-9594. Again, that's 1-800-510-9594, and you'll get a free $80 value gold investment kit sent to your very door.
All right, folks, that's Jonathan Rose, the Capital Gold Group, 1-800-510-9594. We'll give that number out at the end of the show for those who may not have had a pen or pencil ready. Jonathan, so thank you so much for coming on, buddy.
God bless. Thanks, sir. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, sir. You take care. All right. Let's get back to Iris now. Now, Iris, you say that we should allow the Mexicans, all the Mexicans who want to come here, to come here.
I didn't say that.
Okay. What did you say?
I said that for some period of time in our history, Mexicans have been migrating.
I don't care about that. I'm talking about today, Iris. You gotta speak in terms of today. Are you telling me that we should allow them to migrate here if they want to?
Under legal circumstances now, if they want to stay. There's a difference between migrant and immigrant.
And what is that difference?
Well, a migrant is not a person who's immigrating into the area. They're coming into work and they're going back home.
Okay, so you said we should
if they're immigrating here, then they should come in through legal channels.
So are you saying that we should allow a guest worker program for them to come here and work?
Well, yeah, because the guest worker program has been in operation from the beginning.
But what you said, though, Iris, you said that they have rights other than the Central Americans, and I just don't quite understand that.
Oh, because people from Central America, and South America, no, they do not have the same status in the United States.
Mexicans have no status in this country.
They have the status from the beginning, Terry. From here, they've been coming in as migrant workers since 1777.
So what about slavery and whaling? We had slaves in this country, and we had whaling in this country. Both were bad for the country. If we allow these people to keep coming here in these numbers that they're coming now, Iris, they're going to cripple this country. And you're saying that
but they are not coming in. The people who are coming in these numbers now are not all Mexicans. Mexico is purging.
No. If you talk to any of these think tanks and any of these immigration places that do polls, they will tell you that 90 to 95% of all illegal aliens in this country are from Mexico.
Okay, and half these people who are doing polls don't know what they're talking about. Never picked up it. Listen, Terry, do this for me, okay? There's a book out, and I wish you would get it. It's been written by James Diego Beagle. Okay, he's a USC professor.
And the name of the book is?
The name of the book is From Indians to Chicanos.
Uh-huh.
It's extreme.
We have a border, Iris. I won't read the book. We have a border, and this is the point. This is why I brought you back, because your point is very invalid. We have a border in the year 2006. That border is there. And I don't care who's been allowed to migrate, who's been migrating here over the period of time. You said we took California as it was. There was very few Mexicans here when the United States got California. I'm talking now. I let you talk. Talking now.
All right.
And let me tell you something. They have no status in this country. They have zero status here, as any other foreigners or aliens have in this country. What we must do now is make this country for Americans and stop worrying about Mexicans and anybody else. That's what we have to do, Iris. Are you Hispanic, Iris?
No, I'm not Hispanic, but listen.
Are you of the black? I'm going to put you on hold, Iris. Are you of the black persuasion, Iris?
Of the black persuasion?
Yeah, you are a black person?
Oh, no, I'm Native American.
Okay, so you're an Indian.
Yes.
Okay, so am I to an extent. And let me say this, do you own a house?
No, I do not.
Okay, do you rent? I mean,
yes.
Okay, would you be happy if that landlord of yours gave that property back to the tribe that held the land where that house is now sitting? Would that be okay with you and you had to vacate?
That's not going to happen.
I will strike that as non-responsive. Iris, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. You and I disagree, but we were civil to one another. You have a nice evening.
Okay,
thanks for calling. You take care.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Luciano calling from L.A. Luciano, what do you hear? What do you say?
Yes, hello, Terry.
Good evening.
Yes, I have, excuse my nervousness, I have Latino blood. And
good for you.
What I see is good of all races, colors, creeds, and I see evil people, wicked people that are traitors, that are Chicanos, Latinos, and white people that are betraying this country. These evil, wicked, disgusting human beings that are betraying this country, I see them. This is a war. This is a civil war. And
What side are you going to be on, Luciano?
I'm an American.
There you go, brother.
I will die to the end supporting America.
I'm with you.
And also, why don't these loving Christian, God-loving Mexicans go to Africa and pick up a lot of these beautiful African people that are dying in Africa. These Mexican Latinos, I abandon my Latino culture because I only identify as an American.
Good
God bless you.
You,
brother.
Luciano, I appreciate your call. I really do. And let me say this to you. I don't care what your race is. I only asked the lady her race because a lot of times when people speak, they speak from racial terms. And I was curious if that was her reason. She says she's a Native American. I don't too much believe that. But I do believe that we are all Americans. And as Luciano just said, I am with him. He's my brother. We're of different races, but he's my brother because we are Americans. And that's what I would say to Iris. That's what we all need to be, is Americans. Let's go to Eileen Garcia calling from Laguna Beach. Eileen, how you doing this evening?
Hi, Terry. I'm doing great, Terry. Thanks for taking my call.
Uh-huh.
Terry, last Friday, the state of California ordered the Laguna Beach day labor site to be closed. The Minuteman Project had done some research on this, and they discovered this day labor site was operating illegally on the land that is owned by the state of California.
State of California, right.
Yes, their transportation department, or Caltrans. And it turns out that this day labor site is squatting on the land with no permit. Mm. They're not allowed to be there. Well, Caltrans, when they found out, they've deemed this day labor site a safety hazard since it's right on the state highway and the guys are running back and forth through traffic. So they ordered the day labor site closed. The operators of the day labor site are now ignoring this order to vacate the property.
Even though they're there illegally?
That's correct.
That's typical.
And the city of Laguna Beach is now in talks with Caltrans to buy this piece of property in order for this day labor site to continue operating. Now, there's a rumor that the state of California may declare this property useless and that they could sell it to the city for a very discounted price. They could even sell it to the city for a dollar. Now, this is an outrage.
It is an outrage.
Yes. Why would the state of California declare this day labor site a safety hazard and then turn around and sell the property to them so they can continue this unsafe situation?
I wonder if they would do that for American veterans.
They wouldn't do it for
Or even for Native Americans. You'll never get that. This is all for the chosen people.
That's correct. Well, the day labor site's been operating illegally on this property for 6 years, so it shouldn't be rewarded. It's giving them amnesty for their law breaking.
I would agree.
For the last 6 years.
So what are you going to do about it, Eileen?
Okay, Terry. There's a city council meeting coming up on Tuesday, July the 11th, at 6 p.m. sharp. They start these meetings right on time. I'm going to be there. I live in Laguna Beach. I'm going to be there, and I'm going to stand up, and I'm going to oppose the sale of the land in order for this day labor site to continue.
We're proud of you. Good for
you.
Thank you.
And I need everyone there to back me up.
Do you have an address or?
Yes. It's Laguna Beach, California. The address is 505 Forest Avenue. And as I said, the meetings start right at 6 p.m., and I need everyone that can get there. I'm hearing rumors that ACLU, Moldov.
They probably will be there, but what we need is for some of our folks to be there and show up with Eileen, because she's doing a valiant thing here and she needs company. So anybody that can make it to this meeting, please, please show up.
Now, those people who can't make it, if they live out of state, can I give out a couple of an address to the district director of Caltrans that they can write to?
Real quick, Eileen.
Okay. Her name is Cindy Kwon, Q-U-O-N. Her title is District 12 Director. Her address, 3337 Michelson Drive, Suite 380, Irvine, California, 92612.
All right, Eileen. We hope people come out there and support you on this. If you can't, send a letter. Let her know how you feel. This is important. We gotta stand up on this one. Thanks so much for coming on with us, Eileen.
Thank you,
Eileen
Terry.
Garcia. You take care.
You too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Tony Doltz, calling from Santa Monica, California. Tony, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry.
Hey, buddy.
My gosh, you don't take any prisoners.
Well, why should
our country? We're so proud of you.
Why should we, Tony? We're Americans, and you know, we have to stand up to this PCBS they keep throwing at us. You know? What's up, buddy?
Well, Terry, I want to tell you that the 1st of July, maybe it's a time to relax and look back at what we have accomplished. But since the Minuteman Project started more than a year ago now, there have been so many changes, and I'm glad to tell you that the city of Pacific Palisades has sanctioned a Minuteman entry in the 4th of July parade. And this is the 35th year that they do the 4th of July parade. It's one of the biggest in Southern California. And that area is got a lot of people from the media and entertainment and so on, you know, so it draws a lot of attention. So this year, for the first time in the nation, there will be a Minuteman 4th of July entry in a city-sanctioned parade.
That sounds like good stuff.
Yep,
first time ever.
Yes, I mean, I have Googled the whole country for the last few days, and I do not see any other city-sanctioned 4th of July parade there. With this.
Well, we want everybody to support that, too. Go out there and cheer them on.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it just happens to be also in my district, Terry. You know, I'm running for assembly,
yep.
Assemblyman, as a Minuteman in the 41st Assembly District. And Pacific Place is right in the middle of it, as is Santa Monica and Malibu and Topanga, Nagura, Agoura Hills, Encino, Woodland.
Tony, we're going to get you on. We've been talking about it, but I'm going to talk to Les tonight. We're going to get you on so you can give your entire pitch. And
yes.
Tonight would have been
on the 4th of July, starting at 2 p.m. We are 50 strong Minutemen in the 4th of July parade in Pacific Palisades, and we welcome other Minutemen and supporters to cheer us on from the sideline.
Okay, sounds good. We're going to get you on, Tony. We want you to come in and talk about your candidacy, talk about what you stand for, talk about your win that you recently had, because it's very, very important. And as you folks can hear in Tony's voice, he's a good American. You can tell it by his accent.
If people want to know more about the parade and what's going on, they can go to my website, which is www.dolz.com.
That's Z as in zebra, folks. D-O-L-Z. All right, Tony, thanks a lot, buddy. Take care.
Bye.
All right, let's go to Brad calling from Las Vegas, Nevada. Brad, what do you hear? What do you say?
You know what? You must have been a Dead End Kids fan at one time, right?
A what?
A Dead End Kids fan?
Oh, absolutely.
Hey, there you go, because that sounds like Rocky Sullivan. What do you know?
Oh, yeah, well, absolutely.
Hey, listen, tonight on, I just want to make 2 points if I could, please. Tonight on C-SPAN, I watched Dom Tancredo on some radio show, and some woman called, and she was Hispanic, and she was saying how these illegals come over here. Like she said, they come over here, and they have 5 kids in Mexico, and they make 35 cents an hour, so they're coming here, you know, more or less for the American dream, blah, blah, blah. And I was thinking, if this guy is so stupid that he has 5 kids when he's only making 35 cents an hour.
What an idiot.
I don't want him here. You know,
I don't want him here either.
Just imagine how many kids he's going to have now that we're paying for it.
I would agree. And the more we give him, the more he's going to have.
Exactly. And then his kids are going to have the kids, and no one's going to be responsible. And another thing I'd like to say, if these people are so much for these illegals, let them resign from their job and give it to the illegals.
Well, you heard what I told a lady tonight. They always talk about what we should give to these other people, what we should give to the to Central and South Americans and the Mexicans and the Africans and the Canadians. I don't want to give anything to anybody. And if we're going to give away something and everybody owns a house, everybody that rents an apartment should be willing to give it up to a Native American, to an Indian whose tribe held that land once upon a time. Now if you're not going to do that, Brad, if you're not going to do that, then you're a rotten racist.
And you're a hypocrite.
There you go. There you go.
I'm sorry, yeah, they're a hypocrite. If they're going to claim that, you know, you're right, this land was once held by
these
tribes, and all the tribes fought each other and hate each other.
Sure they did. But Brad, if we're not going to do that, if we're not going to look out for those people, because they were the original people, if we're not going to look out for them, then we're all hypocrites. Something is wrong. And when you put it to them on those terms, nobody that's got a house and they've been paying a mortgage on is going to give it up to somebody who once had it. So to say that a Mexican's got some right because he once lived in America or his people once lived on land that was once upon a time Mexico, that's ridiculous. That's like selling a car, and 5 years later your car breaks down, you go get your car back from the guy and says, I want my car back. It doesn't work. Brad, thanks for the call, buddy.
Hey, thanks a lot.
You take care. All right. Let's go to Norman, also calling from Las Vegas. Norman, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Hey, Jay, I'll make it quick. You are on fire, by the way. You are definitely on a roll. I'm glad to hear it.
Thanks, buddy.
Real quick. I'll make it real quick. I was watching Fox News. I forget what show. A firefighter was being interviewed, and basically what the story was is he lost his position in Oregon. A firefighter from Oregon lost his position because he did not speak Spanish and refused to learn Spanish. I thought, you know, this was...
Well, you know what that story... I don't know if... I read two or three stories on it, Norman, and what it is, they can't be supervisors now because the majority of the fire crews are now mostly illegal aliens and they don't speak English. So for safety's sake, the supervisor has to speak a foreign language to communicate with the foreign people who are the firefighters. Now, they're not doing that job because Americans won't take it. They're doing that job because the contractor, the subcontractor, has run down the wage so low, and kept most of the profits himself that an American will not apply for that job. Therefore, now we've got all these foreigners doing that job, most of them illegal, and a guy cannot get a promotion unless he speaks that foreign language. That is outrageous.
What happened to the fact that, you know, they're supposed to learn English?
There you go. Well, I don't want to learn English. If they're here illegally, I don't want to learn. The only thing I want to do is get out of here.
No, but my point is that, you know, they're supposed to learn English, but yet this guy still lost his position because he doesn't know Spanish.
It's outrageous.
Spanish today, what is it, tomorrow, French?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know, Norm. You're right on the money, though, buddy. Thanks for the call. All right, let's go to Rob calling from Long Island, New York. Rob, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, what's up, T?
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Man, I don't know how you can talk so bad about our president like that, man. That's just, I don't know what to say about that, Terry.
It's up to you, buddy. You can like him if you want. I want to like him, Rob, but he won't let me. He won't let me.
While I'm calling you, man, he's a scoundrel and a traitor, man. You know, so we ain't got to go any further than that.
That's right.
What's that thing happened over here in Highland Park, man? That's been coming out with the gangs killing black people.
I covered. I've been covering that story for about 3 years on the air.
Wow, man.
Have you ever been to L.A., Rob?
Huh?
Have you ever been to L.A.?
No, man. Okay. I'm gonna come there soon, though.
Highland Park is about 1 mile north of downtown L.A. Okay, it's right in the middle of the city. And it used to be a lot of white folks were there, and there was a few black folks. But recently, you know, with this illegal invasion, it's become almost 100% Hispanic. Well, what happens is a few black guys have gone there, gotten off the bus, gotten out of their cars, and been killed because they were black. Now, it's not just Highland Park. We got Hawaiian Gardens, which is southeast of here. Same thing happened. Same thing happened in Harbor City, same thing happened in Torrance, same thing happened in Azusa, same thing happened in Covina, same thing happened in Carson. Now, here's my point, and I've made this point before, Rob. A Hispanic person, whether they're legal or illegal, can live anywhere in this city they can afford. That's from the projects right on up to Bel Air and Beverly Hills, if they can afford it, Rob. Are you with me?
I'm right here.
Now, stay with me. Now, they can live anywhere they want, from the worst end to the best end, if they can afford the rent or the mortgage. A black person cannot live in Highland Park. He cannot live in East L.A. He cannot live in Hawaiian Gardens. If he does, they will kill him and dissect him, not in that order. And he doesn't have a prayer. Now, there's not one documented instance of a black person killing a Hispanic in this town because he was a Hispanic. There have been some drive-bys, gang stuff, jack-ins, robberies, all of that. That does happen. But nobody here black has killed anybody Hispanic because they were Hispanic or a hate crime. But it happens the other way around all the time. And these handkerchief head, slave-catching black leaders... These handkerchief head black leaders will not stand up and address this issue because they don't want to face up to the fact that we are under siege from a new race, not the Klan, now the Klan with the tan.
You,
go ahead, Rob.
We are, thank you. We are under siege again.
Absolutely.
The Jim Crow, the Klan back.
That's
know?
Right.
This is not going to – I didn't see it happen out here where I am at yet because I'm in the New York area. I don't think it's going to fly here, to tell you the truth, but maybe find in California. But,
well, you know, your saturation isn't what we have here, and our cultural thing is a little different.
Like Les said, that they have numbers, so when you have numbers, the bully comes out.
Comes the strength. Jefferson High School is officially 94% Hispanic now. Now, a lot of famous athletes and famous black folks went to that school. Now, when it was 90% black, which I remember, there was no race riots. When it was 70% black, there was no race riots. When it was 50-50, there was no race riots. When it was 60-40 Hispanic, there was race riots. But guess what happened, Rob? When it got up to about 70% Hispanic, the race riots began. Mm-hmm. There are 3,000 Hispanics at that school and 300 blacks, and they are killing them black kids. They're running them through that school like punks every day because they're outnumbered. Manual Arts High School, 80% Hispanic. Jordan High School, 90% Hispanic. It's just outrageous. There are this city only has two majority black high schools left in a city of 100 high schools now. That is outrageous.
So what's the solution to this? Do we just get pushed from one part of the country to the other?
That's basically what's going to happen.
Huh?
That's basically what's going to happen, but there's going to come a time, Rob, where you're going to be able to run but not hide because everywhere you go is going to be saturated. I got to go, brother. I got a couple more people.
Go ahead,
I want call me again, man.
Chickens for defense.
Oh, yeah. Take care. Let's go to Janice calling from Studio City, California. Janice, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Just wanted to let anybody know that Hollywood Boulevard next Saturday, July 8th, Save Our State is having a major rally from 4 p.m. to 8, the corner of Hollywood Boulevard and Argyle. And it's Save Our State, Ted Hayes, and the Minuteman.
Is Joe Turner going to be there?
I'm sorry, who? Oh, from Save Our State,
yes. Oh, good. Joe's a good guy.
And so I think that everybody should be there to support them, and people should call their political representatives, the ones who say they are no amnesty. Well, put their feet to the fire and tell them, will you go on record? Will you show up at this rally? And if they say no, they're lying. That means that when it comes down to a vote, they're going to go the other way.
That's July the 8th?
July the 8th next
Hollywood and Argyle, what time?
4 p.m. sharp.
Okay. All right, Janice, thank you so much for the call.
Hollywood and Argyle. Oh, you know what? One more thing. my the gardener across the street from us, he's got 13 kids.
Huh.
13 kids this guy has.
He's got a baseball team with relief pitchers.
Exactly.
Jeez.
You know? And,
unbelievable.
And we're all paying for it. Two of them in jail.
Well, that's typical. That is absolutely typical, Janice. Janice, thanks for the call.
Okay.
All right, folks. Priscilla, Hank, all the rest. I'm sorry I can't get to anybody. Show's over. I want you all to stick around tonight as we celebrate our liberty this weekend. Loris Riscala. Loris from Loris Riscala Live. She's gonna ask the question, are the rights we so proudly claim as citizens of this great nation been given to illegals and enemy combatants? She's going to have two lawyers on. They're going to talk about Bin Laden's bodyguard and an immigration attorney to talk about deportation. Good stuff. Don't forget this week with the swings, folks, we have those effing Fs and first and goal on the 9.13-meter line. Good stuff with the swings. You can read on our website. Don't forget Rusty Childress at Childress Auto Mall, 22nd Avenue, Camelback in Phoenix, Arizona. His website is immigrationbuzz.com. I want to remind everybody we need your help to stay on the air. Please give your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. And our sponsor, Jonathan Rose Capital Gold Group, 1-800-510-9594. Thanks, Les, for taking your calls. And Mike Reed, Engineer Deluxe. I want to remind you folks of those three websites that we talk about every week. That's the TerryAndersonShow.com. And don't forget our good buddy Juan Mann at DeportAliens.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, AmericanPatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All American Radio Network saying we will be back again next week, as usual, attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night, folks.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN Live.